Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ketolena with the evening news. The headlines. Center approves 1,554 crore rupees additional assistance to five states affected by natural calamities, including Nagaland. National Commission for Sheryl Tribes Chairperson Antar Singh Arya urges youth to safeguard tribal culture. Revolutionary initiatives making rural lives comfortable, says Rural Development Minister. And Health Department informs on new regulations for packaged drinking water. Now the news in detail. The high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved additional central assistance of over 1,554 crore rupees from the National Disaster Response Fund, NDRF, to five states including Nagaland, affected by natural calamities such as floods, flash floods, landslides and cyclonic storms during the past year. Over 170 crore has been approved for Nagaland, more than 288 crore rupees for Tripura, 608 crore rupees for Andhra Pradesh, over 255 crore for Odisha, and more than 231 crore for Telangana. The Home Ministry said this additional support is separate from the funds already allocated to the states by the Centre under the State Disaster Response Fund, SDRF. During the financial year 2024-25, the central government released more than 18,322 crore rupees to 27 states under the SDRF and over 4,808 crore rupees from the NDRF to 18 states. National Commission for Sheryl Tribes NCST Chairperson Antar Singh Arya has called upon the youth to safeguard the tradition, culture and language of the tribal community. Addressing the 22nd Foundation Day of NCST, he emphasized that the Commission is actively engaging the youth in this endeavour through the Jan Jagran Awareness Programme, noting that the Commission is diligently executing the initiative of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam. Mr. Arya said the Commission plants a sapling in every district visited by its members. The chairperson said that this initiative supports and aligns with the tribal community's motto of Jal, Jungle and Jameen. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said several revolutionary initiatives have been taken by the central government to make the lives of rural citizens more comfortable. He added that these initiatives have provided new momentum to the country's economy. The minister was addressing the 77th session of the Executive Committee of the African Asian Rural Development Organization, ARDO, in New Delhi today. Mr. Chauhan emphasized that India, with its unwavering support and assistance to ARDO, will empower the rural community.
परिवर्तनकारी समाधान तलाशने और मजबूत साझेदारी को बढ़ावा देने के प्रति आरडो की प्रतिबद्धता एकता और प्रगति के लिए दक्षिण दक्षिण और त्रिकोणीय सहयोग की भावना का प्रमाण है जो आरडो को परिभाषित करता है और जो भारत के लिए भी एक मंत्र है.
Highlighting initiatives like Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, Pradhan Mantri Gramin Sadak Yojana, Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam Campaign, National Rural Livelihoods Mission and Lakhpati Didi Yojana, Mr. Chauhan said earlier India depended on other countries for food, but today the country is not only self-reliant in food production but also helping other nations. Department of Health and Family Welfare has informed on certain amendments made to the Food Safety and Standards, Prohibition and Restrictions on Sales Regulations 2011. The amendment removes two clauses which required manufacturers to obtain the Bureau of Indian Standards BIS certification mark for packaged drinking water and mineral water. Accordingly, food business operators involved in the manufacture of water are no longer required to acquire the BIS certification mark. However, they must still obtain a mandatory food safety license certificate through the online portal at www.foscos.fssai.gov.in and also secure a water test report from FSSAI notified laboratories. Further, the packaged water must clearly display key details on the label such as product name, name and address of manufacturer, date of processing and best before date, among others. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Gyanesh Kumar today assumed charge as the new Chief Election Commissioner at Nirvachan Sadan in New Delhi. Mr. Kumar succeeds Rajiv Kumar, who completed his tenure yesterday. In his message after assuming charge, Mr. Kumar said, "The first step for nation building is voting, and every citizen of India who has completed 18 years of age should become an elector and always vote.
First step for national building is voting. Therefore, every citizen of India who has completed 18 years of age should become an elector and should always vote. In accordance with the Constitution of India, electoral laws, rules and instructions issued therein, the Election Commission of India was, is and will always be with the voters."
Before his elevation as CEC, Mr. Kumar was an election commissioner since the 15th of March last year. Department of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources Perran organized a one-day workshop on entrepreneurship development in commercialization of common carp breeding at Ramdi Thau Farm, Hainamtsi, Jaluke today. The workshop aimed to empower fish farmers by providing knowledge and skills on how to successfully breed common carp. The department highlighted the potential of common carp breeding in enhancing employment opportunities for rural and marginalized communities, as well as food security and nutrition by increasing availability of protein-rich fish. During the workshop, farmers were sensitized on National Fisheries Digital Platform, Pradhan Mantri Matsya Kisan Samridhi Sa Yojana and Kisan Credit Card Scheme. The training also included demonstration on preparation of fish feeds. Altogether, 13 fish farmers from Jaluke block attended the workshop. Governor of Nagaland, La Ganesan, is set to Pungro on the 27th of this month. In view of this, a consultative meeting of all heads of offices under Pungro subdivision was held today. The meeting was also attended by ward chairman and representatives from NGOs. As part of the arrangements, a mass social work will be conducted on 25th of February. A five-member Indian delegation, including two from Nagaland, recently visited New Zealand to strengthen cooperation in kiwi fruit development. The representatives from Nagaland included Horticulture Director Meya Sashi and Joint Director S. Senka. The visit was organized by the New Zealand Embassy in Delhi as part of the roadmap and strategy for developing kiwi fruit industry in India in collaboration with Zespri International Limited, New Zealand. During the visit, the delegation engaged in extensive discussion with key stakeholders in Auckland, New Zealand, and visited multiple kiwi fruit orchards, export pack houses, and nurseries to gain insights into best practices in cultivation, post-harvest management, and export procedures. Nagaland, being the second largest kiwi fruit producing state in India, stands to benefit significantly from international collaborations, especially in New Zealand, the world's leading producer and exporter of kiwi fruit. And Regional Transport Authority, RTA Kohima, has invited applications from eligible unemployed youths of Kohima District for 110 two-wheeler taxi permits. Out of the total, 10 permits are reserved for female candidates subject to availability. A notice by Kohima Deputy Commissioner and Chairman RTA, Kumar Ramnikant, said applicants must be unemployed indigenous inhabitants of Nagaland and residents of Kohima aged between 18 and 35 years. Application forms will be issued at DC Office Kohima from tomorrow, and the last date of submission is 11th of March by 4 p.m. The notice said shortlisted candidates will undergo writing test and interview. To end the news, the headlines here again. Centre approves 1,554 crore rupees additional assistance to five states affected by natural calamities, including Nagaland. National Commission for Scheduled Tribes Chairperson Antar Singh Arya urges youth to safeguard tribal culture. Revolutionary initiatives making rural lives comfortable, says Rural Development Minister. and Health Department informs on new regulations for packaged drinking water. That's all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.